Vermont?
Mm-hmm. Which sounds nicer to you?
Throw up?
Mm-hmm. What about a way of saying that that's not nice at all? That sounds really crude. Do you ever hear puke or barf or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, puke look like it sounds not too delicate.
Uh-huh. And if a person threw up, you say he was sick.
Sick of stomach.
And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, like keeps on going over to the same girl's house, you say that he's
dating.
Okay. What would they used to say?
Courting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And he would be called her
fiance?
Or
boyfriend?
Uh-huh. When the fiance, would that be when they were going to get married?
Yes. Uh-huh. Get married.
And she would be his
girlfriend?
Okay. What would they call him in French?
Le beau et la belle.
Uh-huh.
You know what it is? Le beau et la belle. La belle, that it would mean the girl, and the uh-huh. beau would mean the boy.
Uh-huh. Did people used to use the word beau in English?
Yes.
They say?
French, huh? Mm-hmm. Le beau et la belle.
What about, say, if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, mm-hmm. his little brother would say that he had been
kissing his girlfriend?
Okay. Any old fashioned name for kissing?
Becky.
Huh?
La Becky.
Uh-huh. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say that she
turn him down.
Okay. And say he asked her to marry him, but she
said no.
Okay. And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
got out of notion.
Huh?
She got out of notion.
Okay. But if she didn't turn him down, you say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying somebody got married?
In a joking way?
Uh-huh. Any sort of funny way of saying that. Like you're just joking, you know?
Mm-hmm. He stole her or she ran away with him?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear
jump the broom? Sauter le balai?
Huh?
Sauter le balai?
That means jump the broom?
Yeah.
why do people say that, you know?
Well, if she steal off with him or just leave out with him, it wasn't a nice way, so they'd say, the olden people would say she jumped the broom.
Mm-hmm.
She just left out with him.
Would that mean that she had to get married? Or did she just marry without her parents?
Without her parents knowing, or they wasn't satisfied, one of the two.
Uh-huh. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, you call him the?
The best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride?
The widow girl.
Okay. And do you remember a long time ago, if people would get married, other people would come around their house and make a lot of noise and...
They'd call that a shari-vari?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What was that like?
Well, with tubs and pan,
mm-hmm.
not bring noise. That's how we would call it in French.
Uh-huh. Would they just do that all night or...?
Oh no, just when they'd be coming back from church.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Was there any way to make them stop that noise? Did they expect you to?
Oh no, they just would do that when the brides would come in the house. Well, they would stop.
Uh-huh.
In the olden time. So I don't know what they would suggest for now.
Would they do it at anybody's wedding?
Oh no, that was just in the olden time. They'd do that. Old parents would marry sometime. Old girl.
Uh-huh.
Couple of old maids would marry, you know, old
uh-huh.
couple, they would do that.